From Northwestern Medicine, Chief of Ophthalmology, Dr. Nicholas Volpe. Dr. Volpe, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Anxious to hear about vision health. And there was an article that caught our eye recently about COVID-19 in your eyes and how those viral particles can get in because your eyes might be a portal, correct?
Correct. We certainly believe that there is at least a potential that the membrane that covers your eye, called the conjunctiva, the part that would get red with conjunctivitis, is a potential place in which a pathogen could enter your eyes, such as COVID. This would easily be prevented, of course, by washing your hands and not touching your eyes, by wearing safety glasses if you're around any chance that there will be viral particles in the ear in the air. So really, a very viable potential method for transmission of the virus, but probably one that can be avoided simply by not touching your eyes and washing your hands frequently and covering your eyes when you might be exposed.
Take us through a few of these tips in the article for vision health, especially during the pandemic. And in wintertime, of course, our eyes are always dry. And what do you recommend as far as eye drops and artificial tears? What's the best?
There are a number of different brands out there that each have different qualities to them in terms of preservatives and the level of viscosity. I would just encourage listeners to experiment with different products and find which is most comfortable for them, which feels like it lasts the longest. And probably most important is to realize that if you're having a sensation that you need to put a teardrop in your eye, then you've waited too long. Hmm. It's much more important to do it on a regular basis so that you don't get to that point where the eye feels dry.
But that's a great tip because you do do it after you're feeling the dryness, don't you?
Yeah, some type of a regular cadence, whether you do it at meals and bedtime or before you're going to sit down to read, something that will help you remind yourself to do it without having to wait till you have that irritated feeling.
Another thing people don't think about too much in the wintertime, a great pair of sunglasses. And days like this, you really need it, don't you?
Fortunately, we like days where we need our sunglasses. Yeah, so that's a good segue into some of the general points that are made in this article. They're all around the kind of things we generally recommend for good eye health. You know, the obvious ones of exercise and healthy diet and the things that are all important to preventing the accelerated age-related eye diseases that we deal with. But some very basic things obviously come from wearing good sunglasses, particularly sunglasses that protect you from ultraviolet light, because we believe that ultraviolet light certainly can contribute to development of cataracts and macular degeneration. And the same thing, of course, with safety glasses. Anytime you're doing anything where you might potentially injure your eye or something could hit your eye, they are a critically important part of just good eye health.
And when you talk about macular degeneration or glaucoma, that brings to mind a problem these days where people are afraid and they're putting off eye exams. And it's been, and I haven't been in the eye doctor in a while, but not because I'm afraid, but because I haven't been due. But it's been my experience in doctor's offices and dentist's offices this year that doctors are really doing a great job keeping things clean. So we want to urge people to not put those exams off, correct?
Absolutely. This is probably the most critical point to emphasize. The healthcare environment and every step that we're taking to protect the patient in that environment through masking and social distancing and timing appointments so that people can come at a great flow is probably the most important thing, because so many of our eye diseases, like macular degeneration, like diabetic retinopathy, like glaucoma, are often asymptomatic and will only be detected on an examination, which can't be done on the telephone or through a video screen because of the nature of the eye exam. So folks should certainly keep their regular cadence for scheduled appointments. Absolutely, if they have any symptoms. Many of our patients get treatments in the office, different types of injections, and they should feel perfectly safe going to the doctor and recognizing that this is an environment in which they can continue to care for their eyes.
You mentioned goggles a few minutes ago. When should we wear safety goggles?
Well, I mean, obviously there are COVID issues and non-COVID issues. In the non-COVID sense, then, of course, safety glasses are very important when you're using power tools or hammering or around instruments that could potentially hit your eye or kick up a particle that might hit your eye. But in a COVID, getting back to our initial point about preventing contagious contact with the virus, then a pair of protective glasses is believed to be the final step in safety in addition to a mask. where you might be exposed to particles or people coughing. As physicians, we wear them all the time in the clinical environment because of the potential nature of transmission in that setting. So a pair of safety glasses are the final step in protection against transmission, and of course, important when you're doing things that could injure your eye.
So if you were going,
of course,
if you were going through an airport, would you wear goggles on the plane and walking through the airport?
So I think that's the general recommendation, is that you wear a face mask or goggles that protect the potential transmission through your eyes when you are in a public and unpredictable situation.
One more thing I wanted to point out here, because this is really unbelievable. I was reading in this article that low to moderate exercise for as little as 3 hours a week is associated with as much as a 41% lower likelihood of developing age-related macular degeneration. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's sort of an extension of a study and an assumption about the level of exercise, but there is little doubt that moderate exercise is a critical habit to develop in order to protect yourself from developing many age-related conditions, including macular degeneration.
Dr. Nicholas Volpe, Chief of Ophthalmology at Northwestern Medicine. A lot of eye doctors getting into things like Botox these days. Are you doing that too?
Certainly. Botox is an important treatment that is used both for medical conditions, conditions in which people have abnormal contractions of muscles on their face. So we use it on a regular basis for that. And, of course, as ophthalmologists participate in the care for patients who want to alter their appearance or have a different look, we certainly can use Botox for cosmetic reasons.
Now, fortunately, I fly down to Tijuana every weekend and get a facelift, so I won't need your services. But if I didn't do that, I'd be at your office, Dr. Volpe.
There you go.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the info. Much needed.
It's my pleasure.
Have a great day.